It's Thursday, November 12th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Analysis on which industries are performing, RSA is going virtual for 2021, and how bad is the cybersecurity job market? This is the Business of Tech. Let's talk digital disruption. I'm highlighting an opinion piece in CIO Dive that looks into industries that are disrupted with a lens for analysis. The biggest impacted industries? Travel, tourism, and hospitality, then airlines, commercial real estate, and then media, logistics, automotive, and retail. Those industries with minimal impact? Pharma, medical devices and healthcare, technology, chemicals, and utilities. The analysis lens compares both short-term liquidity impact against profitability impact for 2020 into 2021. Also covered, demographics. Every day in the U.S., 10,000 people turn 65, and a similar number of millennials and Gen Zers advance their careers or enter the workforce. Why do we care? I'm highlighting this piece because of how it works through the analysis framework to understand disruption. This is useful for a number of reasons. First, you care to do the analysis of your customer base and know which industries you should be concerned about. The list isn't necessarily new, but that doesn't mean it's less valuable. Second, you can mine this for opportunities. In those industries being disrupted, new investments in change are going to be more welcomed. They're interested in solving the problem. Finally, it's a methodology. The analysis matrix gives you reasonable process ongoing. That's three bits of value here. The organizers of the RSA conference have given up on a physical event next year, reversing the decision to push the conference until spring, quoting CRN. Conference officials had in May announced the 2021 event would be delayed from the week of February 8th until the week of May 17th in hopes of having both a physical event at San Francisco's Moscone Center as well as a virtual experience. At the time, conference organizers hoped having the event in May would increase the safety of attendees. Why do we care? Keep watching portions of the industry flail around events and marketing. It's symptomatic of a lack of acceptance that the timeline is far longer than you think it is for an end to the pandemic. You aren't doing events in the first half of next year. That's my solid prediction. Build your plans around that, because all the big companies are making that very, very clear. That's also your indicator of how long you operationally have to work under the pandemic conditions. The virus does not care about your timelines nor your business goals. New data from CyberSeek focuses on the supply and demand in the cybersecurity job market. The bad news? The talent shortage is nearing a danger level, which will put digital privacy and infrastructure at increased risk. Quoting Channel Futures, from October 2019 through September 2020, there were 166,000 openings for information security analysts, but only 125,570 workers employed in those positions. That's an annual talent shortfall of 40,430 workers for cybersecurity's biggest job. Furthermore, employers continue to struggle to find workers to fill an estimated 355,600 other job openings that request cybersecurity-related skills. On average, cybersecurity roles take 21% longer to fill than other IT jobs. CyberSeek is a joint initiative among the National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education, Burning Glass Technologies, and CompTIA. Why do we care? This is a big problem. For service providers, you're going to need to plan that you're building this talent, not buying it. And you aren't buying products either. Forward-viewing providers are going to be allocating funds to building this capability and dismissing concerns of, they might leave me. Sure, but you aren't solving this problem by buying them on the open market. Up your training budget because you have to. You need to offer these services and the skills aren't out there. This isn't a buy or build, it's a build and build again. Today's episode brought to you by this advertising slot. Want to reach an audience of between 5 and 9,000 listeners in the last 30 days? The Business of Tech is accepting advertisers. Reach out at mspradio.com, click the Contact Us button, and get in touch. Spots are filling up fast going into 2021. Make this part of your marketing and outreach strategy. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.